And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Morning Edition here on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Rachel Waldholtz, and with me in the studio this morning is jazz violinist Mads Tolling, who's in town for Sitka Jazz Festival. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good. So tell me, have you been to Sitka before?
No, this is my very first time, so I'm kind of looking out the window. I got in last night, looking out the window right now and seeing this amazing scenery for the first time ever in my life, so it's pretty cool.
Well, welcome. And so tell me, so you how did you end up coming to Sitka for Jazz Festival?
Well, my good friend Bob Thade, who's a pianist who's done this for a few years, kind of recommended me to Mike Kernin, and that's how it came about. And I was just in Seattle, so playing with a big band there, so I'm kind of on my way up, and I guess this will be my last stop before I return to San Francisco, where I'm currently living.
Excellent. And you'll be sort of performing and teaching this weekend, and maybe before we talk a little bit more, maybe we'll play just a little bit of your music so folks can hear what you're all about.
It's a good idea.
Okay, great. We've been listening to the track The Chicken. That's from The Playmaker by the Mads Tolling Quartet, and we have Mads Tolling here in the studio. So talk to me a little bit about that quartet. You've been playing with them for several years.
Yeah, I founded the quartet back in 2007, and it features some of the best musicians of the Bay Area where I live, San Francisco, and before that and kind of concurrently with that, I was in a group called Turtle Island Quartet, which is a string quartet. So my influence, and that's actually a jazz string quartet, believe it or not, that has been around for 30 years. So my influences have always been kind of in the string world of trying to create different things with the violin, trying to do different techniques and rhythms and qualities you don't normally see in a classical, say, violinist that people are used to hearing that. So, for example, I do this thing called the chop, and you heard that in the beginning of The Chicken, which is this rhythmic technique that sounds a little bit like a drum. And those are some things that I kind of integrate in my own quartet now. It's very kind of exciting to do that. We've been at it for a while, and we kind of are starting to tour more nationally, internationally. I'm actually originally from Copenhagen, Denmark, so I go over to Denmark and play with my band there. And so it's nice to be able to, another cold place, if you will, Denmark. So it's nice to be able to kind of tour the world and see different places, by playing music. It's a really neat thing.
And perhaps it's naive, but I think of jazz as such an American art form. I'm wondering, when you were growing up in Denmark, was there a lot of jazz around?
Like, you know, it's a bit unusual for Copenhagen, because Denmark, or Copenhagen, Denmark, we don't have a real strong fiddle tradition like they do in Sweden and Norway, so we actually took to jazz a lot. So there are a lot of great jazz musicians in Copenhagen, and so I actually ended up doing that. And there's a particular jazz violinist called Sven Asmussen, who is contemporary with Stefan Grappelli. He's actually 98 years old this year, and he was sort of my mentor, you can say. So I learned a lot from the jazz tradition in Denmark, and now kind of wanted to eventually study in the country where jazz was actually born, which was the U.S. So that's how I came to America. I studied at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, got my degree there, and I love the art form, because you get to improvise. You know, you get to come up with things in the spur of the moment. I know those are things that really attract me to jazz.
And you're a musician, you're also a composer, you lead your own quartet. I think you mentioned that one of the groups you play with was nominated for a Grammy recently, is that right?
That's right, yeah. We'll see on Sunday if that comes through or not. It's with the Turtle Island Quartet that I was actually part of for 9 years. And I left the group 2 years ago, and an album was recorded in the end of when I was still in the group, and then it got released kind of late, so that's how we can be nominated this much later. It's very cool. It's a string quartet album with mandolin of all instruments, so we'll see on Sunday.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And so you're going to be playing, and you're going to be teaching this weekend, so walk us through sort of what you'll be up to this weekend while you're in Sitka.
Well, I mean, I just came in on the plane last night, and there were all these kids on the plane, and they were really excited about being here, and so that's part of what we'll do, is we'll get involved with the kids and kind of show them a little bit about what we do, and hopefully inspire them to keep playing their instruments. That's really the key thing at this point, is keep playing instruments, you know, out there, and use your creative sense, you know, senses as musicians and human beings. So that's a big part of it. So we'll kind of do that during these days, and then I think Friday and Saturday we're gonna have the big concerts at night. So you know, we have that to kind of work up towards, and we have some rehearsals. I'm gonna be playing with the Dwayne Pate Trio. It's a wonderful trio, and also out of San Francisco, so well, I think we'll have some fun.
So if people are not lucky enough to be a student that's going to be working with you, they can still come out and see some of the performances.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, please.
And talk to me, you know, when did you first start playing violin?
I started playing violin when I was 6 years old, so I was pretty small, and I don't remember much about it other than I just remember my mom saying, "You're playing violin," so... It was pretty simple the way that went, but then you eventually kind of figure out, this is pretty cool, or, you know, I can do some things in this, and my friends kind of like it, you know, and I can play with my friends. So, yeah, eventually I really kind of took to it on my own account, you know.
And did you start in jazz, or did you start in sort of another genre and then switch over?
No, I was classically trained, as most violinists, I suppose, it's tough instruments, it's good to get the technique, you know, that way. So I was classically trained, and then eventually, I think I was about 14 years old, I actually listened to a cassette tape of Miles Davis, and that really kind of hit a spot in me somehow, and I really, you know, wanted to figure out what he was doing on that trumpet, and the whole atmosphere of the band. So, you know, I started kind of imitating what he was doing and playing along with the albums, and so that was kind of the beginning of that, about 14, 15 years old.
And what advice do you give sort of young musicians, like the musicians we'll be working with this weekend, who are just starting out and just sort of learning their instruments?
Well, I would definitely give them the advice of keep playing and keep sticking to the instrument, and play with your friends. You know, go online to YouTube, play along with your favorite recording. Don't be afraid of playing and trying out different things, because, you know, I do see sometimes, you know, kids and young people kind of quitting because, you know, they don't feel they have time and they'd rather do something else. But I see a lot of them, with my sister, for example, she played the violin, and she quit because, you know, she was rebelling against my parents, but now she's picked it up again, and as an adult she's playing. So I see a lot of people kind of getting back into playing later in their lives, because it's fun, you know, and it's something that is different from everything else we do, you know, I think, and sort of that's on the agenda on a daily basis. So I would just say stick to it and experiment, have fun with it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rachel.
And that's jazz violinist Mads Tolling, who's here in town for Sitka Jazz Festival, which is starting today and running through Saturday. And there will be evening concerts on Friday and Saturday at the Sitka Performing Arts Center and workshops on Saturday. And you can find more information at sitkajazzfestival.com or on our community calendar at kcaw.org. You're listening to Morning Edition here on Raven Radio.